If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Splash. The next chapter. Written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. Remember when I went to that sex club? The one where I sat nude in a hot tub as bait. The one where I let a group of strangers use my body for their own pleasure. The one where I came hard, sitting on the edge, as a guy sucked on my clit. That actually wasn't the end of the story. Soon after my sopping wet climax on the side of that hot tub, I left the club to return to my hotel. Walking through the dimly lit car park towards my taxi, I heard a shout behind me. It was one of my strangers. The second guy. The one who fucked my face with such tenderness. The one who had slid out from between my lips as I neared my euphoria. He wanted to check I was okay. After all that use. I replied I was, but looking forward to a hot shower and a soft bed. A lift to my hotel was offered, but declined. I'll let a man I've never met before take temporary ownership of my body, but I didn't fancy getting in his car. He didn't seem to mind, and made his own way into the dark. After the taxi dropped me off at my hotel, my first stop was to the reception vending machine for some cold water. As the bottle clunked down the machine, he walked in, with an overnight bag over one arm, heading to the ground floor rooms. Catching his attention, I joked that maybe I should have accepted his offer of a lift after all. After a polite exchange about the hotel and how convenient it was for organised orgies, we said goodnight. As I headed towards my room, I stopped. Actually, maybe I wasn't done after all. I turned and called down the corridor to him. "Do you fancy finishing what we started?" He grinned, and 5 minutes later, his dick had reclaimed its place in my mouth. Fully clothed, I dropped to my knees in his hotel room as he slid his jeans down, and I looked up at him, expectantly, before impaling my face onto his hardening cock. There was a faint taste of chlorine still clinging to his skin as my tongue wrapped around it. Without the competition around, he let me take control, letting his hands drop to the bed rather than directing my face. Without the competition around, I didn't rush. I had so much fun. Just sucking his dick. I didn't deploy any fancy techniques, or take any cues, or pay any attention to his balls. I just sucked, luxuriating in the feel of his cock filling my mouth. I didn't take my lips off it for even a second. I didn't even look at him. Perhaps it was his turn to be used. I simply tightened my lips around his length, pushed my face down over it, and dragged my wet lips back, over and over and over. Sometimes I went super slowly, savouring the feel of his vein against my tongue. Sometimes I went so quickly, his head banged into my tonsils. His pre-cum and my saliva flooded my mouth, and every time I swallowed, he shuddered. He indicated he was close by trying to grab my hair. I brushed his arm aside, as I was determined to continue my way, my pace. It became my blowjob, not his. As he swore that he was coming, I swallowed his entire cock in one smooth movement, leaving his head nestled in the softest part of my throat as it began to spurt. His cum hitting my tonsils so close, so fast, caused me to start gagging. So I pulled my face even closer to him, my cheeks pushed into his groin to steady myself. I didn't stop sucking until I was sure he was spent. He pulled me up to my feet by my upper arms and kissed me deeply, his tongue surely tasting himself on mine. I hurriedly began stripping off my clothes to expose myself to him. My underwear hadn't fully dried from when I put it on after the hot tub earlier, but now it was soaking wet against my cunt, and there was a sudden need to free it. When I got to my bra, it had so many hooks and eyes and straps to negotiate, I left it on so it didn't slow me down. He told me he wanted to taste me, and I couldn't deny him this time. Still needing to be in control, I gently pushed him to lie back on the bed, and, grabbing onto the headboard to help, mounted his face. It took a few moments for us to align, his mouth, my clit, before I closed my thighs around his head to keep it exactly where I needed it as I began to slide my lips up and down his erect tongue. Like before, I kept things simple. I only needed contact, not anything particularly skilled or spectacular. I just needed his tongue on me as I slowly rode him. Hands gripped my ass as I continued to slide myself backwards and forwards on top of him. His tongue would run in between my lips before hitting my clit and back again. When I needed more, I'd pause and bounce ever so lightly while his tongue lapped at my bud. My hands gripped the headboard throughout, helping me to pull forward and push back, and my palms left a light sheen of sweat on the edge. Eventually, I let him hold my hips where he wanted them, hold my cunt still, as he licked the moisture from around my hole. My thighs were starting to really feel that it was 2 a.m, and suddenly I felt a fatigue lap at me. My thighs released his face, and as I began to lift myself off him, he moved with me, his face pressed as close to my cunt as possible as we turned over. As I laid back into the hollow pillow, his tongue nestled back between my lips and found my clit waiting for it. He licked up and down, side to side, round and round, his saliva drenching me, before two fingers slid inside my clenched cunt. I let myself be fucked and licked, my hands occupied squeezing my own tits. It was his groan into my clit, the vibrations that rippled over my wet skin, that made me come. As I released, he sped everything up. His fingers fucking me faster, his tongue lapping at my clit quicker. He even groaned louder as I soaked his tongue. My skin suddenly felt on fire with that oversensitivity that often accompanies a hard, wet orgasm. And I had to tell him to please stop. When his face reached mine to kiss it, his chin was damp. We lay side by side for a little while, but without touching. We were strangers, after all. I eventually returned to my own room, even more in need of a shower and sleep than before. I never did offer him the opportunity he had narrowly missed out on earlier, to fuck me. Maybe he'd be the one next time. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's Robyn EatsEverything.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.